Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we say yes. We say yes to you, God. We say yes to you today, Lord. We say yes to your will and yes to your way, God. We say yes to you, Lord. There's so many times in our lives, God, that we have a tendency of getting wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life, that we are not mindful enough, God, that we put you on the back burner. We are not mindful enough, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we don't come to you and give you thanks. We are not mindful enough, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give you all the gratitude that you deserve, because if it was not for you, God, there would not be no us. And so many times, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't simply say yes to your will, to your way, to your purpose, and to your plan. But on today, we want to say yes to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, God, in the name of Jesus, that we are to come to you if we are heavy and if we are laden. So we come into you right now, Father God, because you said if we do, you would give us rest. So we casting all our cares at your feet right now, God. We give you every problem, every concern, every worry, every fear, every tear, every doubt. We giving you all shame, embarrassment, God. We giving you all guilt and unforgiveness, Lord. We giving you all these things on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be so cluttered, Lord. We want to declutter our hearts on today, God, that we may be able to make some room for you. We don't want to be so wrapped up and consumed, Father God, with a conversation or word or phrase of what happened yesterday or what happened the day before, years ago. We don't want to be so wrapped up and consumed, Father God, that we don't have no room for you, because we got so much unforgiveness in our hearts, God. We got so much resentment and hate and bitterness going on, Lord, that you said that you would not dwell in no unclean temple. So today, God, we want to empty out all this stuff that's causing us to be barrenness, that's causing us, Father God, to be stuffed up, puffed up, God, and walking in pride. We want to give you all these things on today, Father God. And even when we did something that we felt that we regret, God, we want to even give you that on today, Lord, because we the lobo shunned the lobo see. We even want to forgive our own selves. So in order for us to say yes to you, God, we got to give out all these things. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we're asking you, God, that you will help us on today, Father, that we won't be holding any grudges and thinking that we're doing right and we're not, thinking that we're thinking right and we're not, thinking that we're acting right and we can't. Oh God, your mercies and your grace is so sufficient for us, Lord. I'm asking you to be in our midst on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we open ourselves up unto you, God. Give us the understanding that we need as your word go forth, Father God. Open up our hearts that we may be able to accept your truth, which is your word, Father. Because that's the only way that we're going to be made free. Oh God, every prayer that we put on the altar, every prayer that we have hidden down in the inside of our hearts that we never, ever even speak out, God, you know every petition that is hidden or even exposed, God, you know it. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would come and see about your people. See about us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be opobastered. We will not leave the same way that we came. Oh, God. I'm asking you right now to encamp your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation, around the entire perimeter. I'm asking you to do it on today, Father God, because we need you. Let your spirit dwell in here. Let your glory train run through this place on today, God, that we may be elevated and lifted up in your glory by your power, by your spirit, and by your might, not ours. It say not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. Your spirit, God. Because you don't want to hold all the power. It's by your might, God. It's you. Help us on today, Father God, to release all this hidden stuff that we've been holding on to for so many years. Give us a heart of absolution and even forgiveness, God. Even now, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So, for the last few weeks, the Lord has been dealing with me about us as he always do. The Lord deal with us about our own selves, to us individually, and we still is not mindful of it. We still want to think the way we want to think, or act the way we want to act, or do what we want to do. We want to do it our way. We want to be like Burger King. We want to have it our way. And so many times that we go to the Lord and we ask him, Lord, help me not to do this, or change me, God, or remove from me, Lord, or purge me. Now, we pray for all these things. And then when the process start taking place, we still choose our own way. I know he's capable and I know he's able to change us, because I know what he did for me. I know how he moved some things out of my heart. I know how, when I kept trying to do it on my own, it just didn't work out for me. But then I say, okay, yes, Lord. I'm just giving it to you today. So I made a choice to commit and release these things unto him. And so today, I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper, red pens. And I would like for you to write down any and everything that you know that you need God to remove out of your heart. That's contrary to his word, contrary to his way, contrary to his purpose for your life, contrary to any and everything. If it's anything that is negative, if it's anything that is opposite of what that word say, that's what we need to be right now. Unforgiveness, all the stuff. And in doing so, it's a form of not just confessing to him, but it's also releasing some things to him that our hearts can open up and we can receive freedom by accepting his truth. See, what we don't understand and what we don't realize is when his word go forward, or when the Lord get to talking and that word is going forward and it start making you feel some type of way, guess what? It's doing its job. It's doing its job, because that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you feel some type of way. Jesus said that he did not come for y'all to be all at peace where you at. See, the offense is going to come through his word. And when it offends you, it's supposed to, don't do it all the time, make you consider and repent and turn and change. Not to have you in a place where, oh, well, I don't want to do it. Or, I'm tired of trying. Or, that ain't what it's for. So, the name of the sermon today is Our Works and Our Ways. Works and ways are two different things. Works and ways are two different things. See, works is something that starts and begins in your mind. And it activates your ways. Did y'all understand that? Our works and our ways. So I was like, Lord, when he was talking to me yesterday, I was like, Lord, you talk about works concerning our faith. I say, you talk about works concerning how we are supposed to activate our works in order for the faith to be activated. So, and so he said, pay attention. I said, pay attention. He said, pay attention. I said, okay. So he said, look up the word works. I want y'all to pay attention, just like he told me. Works is to be the cause of a situation, action, or state of mind. So, my works, which is my state of mind, I just told y'all that, will cause a situation to take place by my action, which alters my ways. Did y'all get that? See, we can work up and conjure up all kind of stuff. Because God gave everybody that ability, even from a kid, all the way up to adulthood. I hope y'all listening. See, works is to find an answer for through reasoning. So what are you working in your mind? Because we conjure up so many works in our mind until that word or that conversation that you had is not really what it was, but you worked up something in your imagination. I hope y'all follow me. What is works? It's to have a certain purpose. Are y'all paying attention? He's talking about the good and the bad all together. To have a certain, our works causes the purpose of the things that we do or the way that we act. It's our works that activate these things. It's our works that activate them. Our works, which start in here, because you get to what? Work in your mind, baby. It's what activates the way you act. I don't know why kids want to be grown. Baby, when I got grown, I was like, ooh, I wish I was still a kid. Because I ain't have to pay no bills. I ain't have to worry about no kids. I ain't have to. I don't understand. I remember my daughter used to always say, Mama, I'm grown. You can't just say. I said, okay. She had to be maybe about, I want to say 24. She had to be about 24 because she only had two kids then. And that was Rasan and Renaya. She only had them two. And so she used to always say, I'm grown, I'm grown. And so you know what I told her? I said, okay. I say, I'm going to treat you like you're grown from this day forward. I think it took her 2 weeks to say, Mama, I'm sorry, I don't want to be grown no more. I said, okay, so what you say you need me to do? See, because we think and believe one way because of our works in our mind. We done worked up and done conjure up our own scenarios and solutions. I'm gonna give y'all the scriptures to this stuff too, okay? I ain't making it up. Works is to produce a desired effect. So how many times you done worked it all out in your thoughts to make sure that you get this result? How many times you done, let's use jobs. How many times you done had a job? You know what you're supposed to get paid after taxes, and you done worked out everything that you need to do way before you even got. So you know what's going to be affected and what's not. Works is to set or keep in motion. Is that not that repetitive thing that we do all the time? Our works. How? Because you got this routine that you do any and every single day. And if that routine is disrupted, everything is out of motion. Everything is discombobulated. Or you being slowed down. Or you being stopped. What is worse? It's to devote serious and sustained effort. It's to take unfair advantage of. All this is worse. What's the name of the sermon again? Our works and our ways. So what is ways? It's a usual manner of behaving or doing. Y'all see the difference? It's an established pattern of behavior. It's the means or procedure for doing something. It's the power, the right, or the opportunity to choose. Now this is ways. That's something totally different from works. I told y'all, what we work up in our mind or what we conjure in our mind, it alters our ways, which makes us to choose or not to. It makes us say yes or it makes us say no. Come on, you guys, let's go to the book. Proverbs. I wish y'all used them physically. We don't ever. Why do y'all think I got them Bibles up under them seats? I remember when Lisa first came to the church, and she used to always use her phone to find scripture. I said, you know what, baby? I'm gonna buy you a Bible because we need some hands-on stuff. You are not searching the scriptures by punching something in the phone. That ain't searching no scriptures. You are not searching those scriptures. That ain't there. Because you don't know what you may come across while you turning them pages. And it catch you. Because he wanted to catch you. Proverbs. Chapter 16. Everybody in here that know how to read, grab a Bible, please. Look up the book Proverbs. Chapter 16. I know y'all kids, y'all shouldn't have been, I've been teaching y'all the books of the Bible in children's church. Go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16. We're going to start at verse 2. All the ways, I told y'all what ways are in it. Ways. Ways is the way you behave or what you be doing. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. He talking about our works and our ways. See, we could say, I know what, I ain't even fit to argue back with them. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to be quiet. So you think you're doing right by being quiet, but in actuality, you still talking because you're working it out in your head. Them words. See, them words is what activate and alter your ways. So because you think you doing right by being quiet, you still working something out in your head that your behavior has changed. Your attitude has changed. The tone of your voice has changed. Your demeanor has changed. See, these works is what alter these ways. So the Bible declares that the ways of a man is clean and it's all. So you know what? I ain't gonna even say that. But look how you look. You ain't got to say it. Is that clean? Is that? I'm just saying. Listen to this. What is clean? It's free from moral corruption or sinister connections of any kind. When he say any kind, don't he mean thoughts and not just your looks? Don't he mean verbiage and besides just what you believe? I'm just saying. It's ceremonial or spiritual pureness. It's relatively free from error or blemish. Who can sit in here and say that they are free from error? None of us. The ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. I ain't say nothing and I ain't do nothing. Or that, yeah, you did do something. But now you don't want to take accountability because you not taking accountability and justifying for your ways through your works. You trying to say that you're a victim instead of victimizing folk. Because you don't want to take accountability. But the Lord weighs the spirit. To weigh is to consider carefully, especially by balancing opposing factors or aspects in order to reach a choice or conclusion, as in to evaluate. So why you thinking and believing that your ways and your actions and your works are clean? God is evaluating you. Don't nobody else have to do it. So you ain't got to worry about proving yourself to nobody else. You ain't got to say in your mind and let your mind get to working and thinking this time, this type of way, or doing this type of thing, or behaving this type of way. That's why he had me to give y'all the definitions to works and ways. They are two different things. The works begin in the mind by what we see and what we hear, and it alters our ways, which is our behavior and our actions. Did I make that clear? Or do I need to say it again? She say no. My grandbaby say no. She don't want to hear it again. So stop thinking evil and wicked about somebody that causes you to act evil and wicked towards them. Stop treating people some type of way because you think that they deserve it or you treated them. I told y'all the Lord had me to preach that forgiveness rewards love. So in the midst of it, I was like, Lord, why do I gotta forgive? Why do I? Okay, Lord, I know you said we ought to forgive 7 times, 7 times, 7 times, 7. I know, okay, Lord, I forgave them, but I'm just not going to deal with them. He said, then what are you talking about? I said, because they don't deserve to talk to me. They don't deserve to. He said, so you think that you doing right in your ways is clean by staying away from a person because they erred against you? I said, forgive them. Forgiveness does not mean to be divided. It does not mean to be divided. Now, you can separate yourself because the Bible declares that evil communication corrupts good manners. So if you're going to continue to indulge in that evil, then you need to separate yourself. You know, we don't even supposed to communicate. Don't y'all know that when you are in conversation with somebody and that conversation begins to get rowdy, or loud, or don't you know the Bible say we're supposed to indulge in that? When if you know, so the words alters our ways and our behavior, which causes us to want to indulge. Why? Because either we want to get our point across, we trying to prove something, or I'm right and you wrong. So what is all that? If I'm trying to get my point across, the Bible says not to debate. Or I'm trying to prove that I'm right and you wrong. What the Bible says, not to point the finger where the head is judge, or give an opinion. Are y'all following me? So while we think that we doing the right thing, are we working it really the right way for our ways to line up with the will of God? We're not. You understood that thing. I know he be giving it to me, even that a little kid can understand. I'm telling you. So it ain't no reason for nobody to be walking out of here in confusion. In confusion. Rihanna, get over here in on this short walk. Yeah, you talk too much. Get over here in this front one. The Bible says in verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So, if our ways are not clean and we are in a place of error, the Bible says that even a child knows when they're doing right or wrong. So when we go into that place in what we working in our mind or what we thinking, then what do we supposed to do? We supposed to commit thy works unto the Lord. Is y'all getting it? The name of the sermon is our works and our ways. The works is to be the cause of a situation, an action, or a state of mind. So commit your works unto the Lord. That means your mind. The Lord, he talks about our thoughts in Corinthians. But Jesus talks so much about what? Our mind. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, our mind is what store our works, which causes our ways or our behavior to change or be altered. So our very thoughts that's working in our mind, it causes our ways to be altered. It causes us to be obedient or disobedient. It causes us to be wicked or good. It causes us. Are y'all following me today? This is the book. I ain't making this stuff up. So, commit that word. To commit. of safekeeping of another. It's to carry through as a process to completion. So if you are going to commit your works, which is your mind, unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. What is thoughts? It's a careful weighing of the reasons for or against something. It's something imagined or pictured in the mind. And to establish is to make it firm or stable. It's to introduce and cause to grow and multiply. It's to put beyond a doubt. It's to show the existence or truth of by evidence. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So the works start in the mind. And when the mind start working, it conjures up all kinds of things. But if I put my mind in the hands of the Lord, because what does he say? The Lord regulates the minds, right? So if I put my mind in the hands of the Lord, I know he's going to keep me safe from error. I know that he's going to have it in a safe place where I'm not going to think evil and think wicked, no matter who thinking evil and acting wicked towards me. It's going to make me change my ways in spite of other people's ways, in spite of what I think. So if I say, hey, sweetie, how you doing? And I just say hey to you, then my thoughts will not be altered that she feel this type of way or she feel that type of way. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Because my thoughts is being what? Established. That means they being settled. I'm not going to allow things or what I see or what I hear to disrupt me, to cause my ways to be in a place of misbehaving. To be in a place of thinking this type of way about that person, or acting that type of way about that person, or doing this type of thing towards that person. Are y'all paying attention? So, in the midst of him showing me all these things, he's saying they really don't understand. They don't understand how we as people, as human beings, y'all, we work up this, because we have goals we want to meet. So when somebody start doing something towards us or acting a certain way towards us, we start working in our mind on they get back. What I'm going to do? I know what I'm going to do now. Oh, I know how I'm going to do it. You know what? I ain't going to do nothing right now, but I know what I'm going to do. And because we don't want to seem as if we the culprit, when in actuality, we the ringleader, because it started from us working it out in our minds that alters our ways with folk. Oh, we done already worked it out. What he had me preach about 3-4 Sundays ago, that mindset, you done already set your mind against this individual or against that person. That's why you can't forgive them. And that thing done happened 110, 15, 20 years ago. That's why, because your mind is already set that this and that and this and that. And let me tell you something, 90% of the time, what you set your mind on to cause you to have discord in your heart towards that person and you behave in that way is a lie. It's a lie that was told to you, that you heard, that you saw, or that you imagined and conjured up yourself. It's a lie. It's a lie. Because the Bible says that if you got an ought against your brother or your sister, you're supposed to go to them and get that together. Why do you think he say that? So there won't be no misunderstanding. So there won't be no he say, she say, or I thought and I felt. Because if you feel like that, come to me. So that we can what? Reason together. What'd you say? Work. You don't y'all know it's working on ships. It's working on ships. It's working every relationship you have, whether it's a friendship, a love ship, a workmanship. Isn't it? It's work. It's work. We have to work at it. Now, I'm going to prove it to y'all. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Let's go to the book of Psalms. I'm almost done. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible gives us and suggests us that we do some things to help us to understand why these things need to be turned over to the Lord. We're going to Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 37. The book of Psalms, chapter 37. The name of the sermon today again is Our Works and Our Ways. Our works and our ways. We got to stop working up all this stuff inside of our mind and our thoughts that's causing our ways to be altered. We got to stop working up things and doing things and because it ain't doing nothing but causing us to err. And we thinking that our ways is right. We thinking that we doing the right thing. We thinking that we acting the right kind of way. This is what we believe. Psalm 37. We're going to start at verse 1. It's 6 things that the Lord suggests that we do. 6 things that he suggests that we do that we can get to that one thing that he desires for us, which is victory. Okay? The first thing. Fret not. To fret means to worry. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. So I'm not going to fret. I'm not going to worry about that evildoer that's going to cause my mind to start working, that my ways will change, that I'll start acting evil too. Because I trust God. I know that he's going to work that thing out. What did he say? Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So if I'm committing my works, which is my mind, I'm not going to allow my mind to conjure up some things inside of my thoughts that my ways would not be established in God. See, because I need some kind of stability. I want stability in my life. So he is giving us suggestions. For now, don't you worry about that evildoer. Let them be evil. You just don't be evil. Let them act the way that they're going to act. You just don't act the way that they act. Let them do. God going to handle that. God, you ain't got to allow your ways. You ain't got to allow your ways, which originated from what, y'all? Our works. You're not going to allow your ways to make you misbehave. You're not going to allow your ways to cause you to do something that you may regret, or that you feel sorry that you did it. You know, because our ways stems from what? Our emotions. Our emotions. I'm happy. If I'm happy, hey. Girl, let me tell you. Oh, you know that I'm happy. Ain't that acting me? Ain't that causing me to act some type of way? That's my way, right? It's causing me to act some type of way. So that's my ways. But if I'm sad, then it's gonna have me. It's gonna cause me to act some type of way. If I'm sad, I'm gonna be crying, right? So my ways is originated from my works. And the works begin where? In our mind. from how? What we see and what we hear. What we see and what we hear. We're talking about our works and our ways today. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't envy them because of don't you know envy is not just jealousy? Envy is so close to pointing the finger and wagging the head at people in the fold because of the things that they doing or the way that they're behaving. The ways, he keeps saying that word ways. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the grain. Trust, that's number two. The first one was fret. Fret not, meaning worry. Trust means to simply rely on or depend. So do we trust God like that? Listen to this. Trust in the Lord and what? Do good. He just said, don't worry about it because I'm going to handle that. But I just need you to trust me to handle it, and I want you to do good. Listen to this. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So in other words, don't worry yourself about that evil person that's acting evil or wicked towards you. But I want you to trust in me and depend on me, and I'm going to make sure that I supply all your needs. I'll make sure you get everything that you need. And then he said, because that's number two. The first one was fret. The second one was trust. The third one is delight. Delight thyself also in the Lord. So he don't want you to just trust him, meaning depend on him. But he also wants you to delight in him. If you delight in him, that means you're taking pleasure in him. See, to delight in something means it's enjoyable, right? It means it's something that you desire. So to delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So first thing, you're not going to fret, and you're not going to worry. Let people be people, okay? You just continue to do good. And the only way that you can do good is if you what? Trust in the Lord. That means depend on him. Rely on him. And then he said, delight in me. And then not only am I going to supply your every need because you trust me, but because you delight in me and you take pleasure in me, I'm going to give you anything you want. I'm going to give you everything you want on top of what you need. And then he say, commit. There go that word commit again. To commit is to put something into the possession or safekeeping of another, to carry through as a process of completion. Commit thy way unto the Lord. So instead of me acting my way through my works, I'm going to let God have his way by me. Is y'all getting that? See, we got to allow God's way to transpire in our lives. So commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So what is pass? It's to move in a path so as to approach and continue beyond something. So if I'm not worrying, because he said fret not, I'm not worrying. Then he told me to trust in him. That means I got to rely on him and depend on him. He said delight in him. That means I'm taking pleasure in the joy of knowing who he is. And then to commit means I'm releasing something to him. If I'm releasing something to him, whatever it is that I gave to him for safekeeping, it could be that heartache. So you broke my heart. And in the midst of you breaking my heart, I'm giving that brokenness unto the Lord. I'm giving my heart unto the Lord because I know he's going to keep it safe. He's going to fix it. And then I got to trust in him. So I got to rely on him and depend on him to do that thing. Because if I don't, my ways ain't going to be clean. My actions and reactions is going to cause me to behave some type of way because of what? What I saw, what I heard, what I felt, or even what I think, which is my works, which start right here. The works start right here, y'all. I told y'all that at the beginning of the sermon. It starts right here. The works. Our works and our ways. It starts right there. Commit that way unto the Lord. And he's saying it again. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So any and everything that y'all write on them yellow sheets of paper, y'all just write them, or just because y'all instructed to write them, you got to trust and depend on him to bring everything that you wrote into fruition. He said, I'm going to bring it to pass. He said, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. And then this is what he tells us to do. Rest in him. So as you put this stuff on this altar, you are not going to worry about it no more. Is y'all getting it? You're not going to worry about it no more. You're going to trust them. You're going to delight in them. You're going to give them all that stuff. And then you are going to rest in the Lord and wait. Hold on a minute. I'm going to say that again. You're going to trust in the Lord by resting in him. He said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Then he start all over again. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Stop looking at what everybody and whoever in that. And then he say this right here. Cease means to stop from anger and forsake wrath. So what is wrath? Wrath is vengeful anger. That's past just being mad. You want some revenge. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. That's that victory. So I'm going to start all over again. I'm starting all over again. I done read the book. I done gave y'all what the Bible say. Now I'm finna just make it plain. The Bible declares that we as people have to stop allowing ourselves to think a certain type of way to cause us to act some type of way. The name of the sermon today is Our Works and Our Ways. What is our works? What is the works? Works is to be the cause of a situation, an action, or a state of mind. So what is you working on in your mind? What is your works that's causing your situation to change or not to change? What? Because it's a lot of times that we don't allow our situation to change because what we done worked up in our mind, what we done conjured up in our thoughts, what we feel is the right way to do or the right way to go or the right way to treat people. Our own works causes us to be hindered. It's that it can change a situation. Why? Because of the state of the mind. And what is our ways? It changes the way that we behave. Our works alters the way that we behave towards one another. Is y'all getting it today? Because he wants us to inherit something. To inherit something means that you came and you made it to the conclusion of the matter. Now, we done got to the conclusion of the matter. So to inherit something, the first thing that we get to thinking about is, ooh, I'm finna get some money, or I'm finna get a house or a car. To inherit, how about to inherit freedom from bondage of the works in the mind? To freedom from the works in the mind. That's why he said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You are never going to be able to rest in the Lord if you do not allow yourself to work differently. What you mean working differently? Thinking differently? You, because it's work to think. Don't you know it's work to think? Premeditation is work. Because we devising all kind of devices to do it good or to do it bad. To act good or to act bad. Or to come to what? I just read the definition. The conclusion of it. We want to alter the situation. We want to alter. We want things to make it plain, change. So we working on something up in here. That's why he said be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You got to work on your own thoughts. The Bible says that if we commit our ways to the Lord, our thoughts will be established. What that mean? To be established. It means it has some solidity. It has some soundness. It has some peace. Because the Bible declares in Corinthians that our thoughts is a mess. Listen to this. This is what it says. The Bible says that we are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination which is thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth, bringing every thought into captivity. Every thought. So our thoughts is what holds us where? In prison. Our thoughts holds us in prison towards somebody else. Because we working it. We working it up here that causes us to alter our ways towards that individual. Just by having a conversation. We can have a conversation and don't agree with somebody. Baby, we done worked out the conclusion in our mind already. And it alters the way that we would behave towards one another. The way that we act towards one another. And what did the Bible just say? We can't get past some stuff. We can't get over some stuff. I forgive you, but it's you. I don't forget it. No, you ain't gonna forget it. We'll never forget it. But in the midst of us not forgetting it, what have we worked up in our mind to help us to get past it? It, y'all think about that. What is we really trying to get past stuff? Or are we trying to hold on to stuff? Because the Bible says that if we follow these instructions, the first thing you got to do is not worry. Don't worry about, so that person that broke your heart or made you feel some type of way or said something that what we say stung so deep, cut to the core. That why are you still worrying about that? What they say? What? Why do we still worry about that? Because the one thing that'll never happen is they can't take it back because it's been said already. So why are you worrying about it? He say, fret not. Don't worry. I wish y'all stop worrying y'all pretty and handsome little head. Because you cannot make a person change or make a choice concerning their works. Let me say it again. You can't make a person's mind be transformed. You can't. I don't care how you try to teach them. I don't care how you beg them. Baby, you could try to bribe them if you want to. I did all that. You could, baby, I have literally got on my knees before folk and say, please listen. Here, I'm trying to understand. You cannot make a person work, change their ways. You cannot make a person embrace the truth. I read y'all the definition and then I gave y'all the scripture. Even if the evidence can smack them in their face. Did you hear what I say? Baby, you can't do it. You can't make a person have empathy if they ain't got no compassion? How can you do that? You cannot make a person love if they hate everything. I hate when you do that. I hate when you act. I hate when people say this. You hate everything. So how can you love anything? I told y'all to stop you even using that word hate. Say I don't lie. I said it. You can see, you got to be transformed in your mind. I'm so used to saying I hate this and I hate that until it's hard for me to be mindful to say I don't like when I hate all the time. Come on. I'm giving y'all examples about the works and the ways. See what I'm saying? These things that's working over time in our mind cause our thoughts to alter our ways, whether it's good or whether it's bad, whether it's happy or whether it's sad. It does not matter. It does not matter. I think about the seven dwarfs. One of them was called Grumpy. You cannot convince a person to be pleasant when they always grumpy. So why they always grumpy? Because of the works in their mind. They ain't got nothing positive to think about. So everything that they think about causes them to be grumpy. That's the only reason why you're grumpy. Because of what you're thinking or what you saw that causes you to be discombobulated. So a person that always feel like they are not a part of. Think about it. What works have you conjured up in your mind to make you feel segregated or degraded? Whatever works that conjured up in your mind that made you feel like that, it altered your ways and you do it. It ain't that you're not a part of. It's just that you. Don't y'all know we do stuff to ourselves? I gave y'all that scripture, I think maybe about 6-7 months ago. It ain't nothing that we ain't. People always do that to me. They always say that to me. So you working something in your mind about you to change your ways towards everybody, because you say people always do. People means fool. So what a man think of, so shall he be. The Bible says that. So your works, these are the works. I gave y'all the scripture. Literally, they're saying works, and he's talking about the mind. And your ways, which talks about the actions from the works in your mind. Our reactions, that situation, that concern. That he says, fret not, so don't you worry. Stop worrying about you. Okay. I don't know why people don't like me. Don't nobody like me. Everybody always took. I'm working it up in my mind. So I'm talking about Yvette. I'm talking about Yvette. And so I was like, Lord, why people don't know? He say, I say fret not. Okay, you told me not to fret. So when we say fret, we think that we're just uneasy or we just, you know. No, fret means not to worry. He said, why are you worrying about who don't like you? He say, did I worry about who didn't like me? He said, they didn't like me, they killed me. So, can I tell y'all how to help me? That helped me to be transformed in my works in my mind that I don't give a rest tell who don't like me. They ain't like Jesus. Who am I? I don't care. And because I used to always go, I said, Lord, people hate me. Why you got me going up? Because he always had me ministering the phone and prophesying to him and rebuking people. I said, Lord, now why you got me going over there to tell them? You already know that they don't like me. Think they ain't gonna do no bad. They gonna hate me now. He said they hated me first. So because I'm so worried about am I gonna be accepted? See, the problem was not people liking me or me worrying about them liking me. That wasn't the root cause. The root cause was I felt rejected. Are y'all getting it? So I done worked up something in my mind to believe that I ain't a part of this. Or I'm not like them or that. And then he told me, he said, I want you to just start search the scriptures. So in the midst of me searching the scriptures, and I got to read. Let me tell y'all how it helped me so. No, I ain't part, and I ain't like them because he set me apart. Baby, he set me apart, so I ain't gonna be like them. So the Bible says that they love their own. They not gonna love me because I'm not a part. I'm not a part. I am separated from that. So I had to change my works in my mind towards who? Myself. Myself. And acceptance and being rejected. Let me tell you how he dealt with me about that. I say, Lord, you told me that you were going to put your words in my mouth and I'm just going to speak it and they're going to know it's you, God, because I can't make this stuff up. I don't even be knowing for business. Lord, you tell all their business. So I said, they don't want to. He said, you weren't about being accepted or somebody rejecting you. This is why he kept telling me to read the scriptures. And I had to get that word down in me so it could become life. He said, I already engrafted you. So, you rejected me. I'm engrafted into something. I'm not just engrafted into something. I'm somebody. Because he says, and he calls me royalty. I'm engrafted into a royal priesthood. So to be rejected or not accepted by somebody else is because of their works and their mind that's causing them to behave that way towards me. So that's their issue, not mine. So why am I worrying about their issue that they putting on me to cause me to feel like I'm the issue? Come on, somebody. So, all this is narcissism. Did y'all get it? All this kind of stuff, it causes us to work in our own mind towards our own selves when he say, fret not. He say, trust me. So if I'm depending on you, listen to me. It ain't going to happen overnight. Did y'all hear what I say? The Lord had to deal with me about me and my own inner issues that I worked that caused me to behave the way that I did. So, I told y'all how I used to lie about anything. I told y'all how I used to lie about every single thing. I want to say I had to be about 28 years old. And the Lord told me, he said, ask yourself, why have you lied about that? Because who can put you in heaven or hell? So you lied for the benefit you, Are you lying because of fear? Are you lying because you wanted to get some brownie points? Are you wanted to be a self? See, all these things we work in our mind that alters our ways, which is air. This is us as people. Now we done pray, Lord, teach us how to receive every blessing. He's been teaching us, y'all. I'm going to read this scripture one more time and I'm done. Listen to this. Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. He say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You ain't going to lack absolutely nothing. Just trust God. Depend on him. I promise you, you will not lack nothing. You won't miss a meal. Did you hear what I said? Delight thyself also in the Lord. Means take pleasure in him, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. So not only is you going to get everything you need, he's going to give you some of the stuff that you want. He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Means to release some things unto him. And then also trust him, and he shall bring it to pass. So I want y'all to get y'all sheets of paper and red pens and write down any and everything that you want to give unto the Lord on today. Now he said he's going to bring it to pass. You got to trust him to be able to bring it to pass. You cannot continue to write this stuff up here on this altar and then you fretting about it. You worrying about it. You worrying about what he say, she say, they say, we say, what you say. How about what you say? You got to start saying some things that's going to cause you to walk in the inheritance that God has already predestined for your life. You got to do good. Do not allow the works of your mind to cause your thoughts to be altered and make you misbehave or be disobedient. Are y'all following me today? We do too much. We do too much within our own selves and within our own hearts. And then we try to blame, point the finger, or wag the head at somebody else.
The spirit is made right.
Sometimes. Lord, deliver us from our thoughts and even in our mind, God. Help us to be transformed in our mind.
Happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation.
All the stuff that we're still holding on to. God's sweeping away. I see a big old whisk broom. Y'all know them whisk broom, that big old, the brooms that with the straws. Not this plastic stuff they making. Now I'm talking about them hickories, them brooms that hurt when your mama hit you with. The ones that they hit you with not being in break. I'm talking about the ones that didn't break because it's made out of wood. I want y'all to write down all this stuff that you done worked up in your mind, that you done conjured up, that has caused you to alter your ways. Because the only thing we're doing is hurting ourselves. It ain't nobody else that's hurting us. I mean, in actuality, because guess what? That hurt and that pain that you're experiencing, God is trying to teach you something, that you may learn something. It's not for you to hold on to it. That's why he said get together with one another. That's why he said give it to me. Commit thy works and thy ways unto the Lord. That's why he said cast all your cares at my feet. That's why he said come on you that labor and are heavy laden. That's why he said let not your heart be troubled. He say fret not. He say fear not. He say worry not. This is why. After y'all write these things down, please don't put them on your seat. Don't look around looking at everybody else. Put that stuff on the altar and go and stay on the altar and start praying for yourself. Some of us need a little bit more prayer than everybody else. We're not going to be distracted. We ain't going to worry about what nobody else is doing, how they doing it, when they doing it. We're not going to let the works in our own mind cause us to be hindered through our thoughts. We want to get some results. We want some answers. Lord said, commit thy works unto me. He said, and I'll bring it to pass. He said, commit thy works unto me. He said, and trust in me. And I'm going to bring it to pass. So any and everything that you put on that altar, you got to believe and trust God. You got to rely on him and depend on him to bring that thing to pass. But all this stuff we still holding in. That somebody did, somebody said, the way somebody acted. We need to write it down and release this stuff on today.
Amen. When we pray, we're going to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Starting now, the things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is your exodus. You are.
We be holding on to all this stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Transform your people, God. Sustain your people, God. Every child in the sanctuary, please. Get on your knees, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Asking you to touch each and every individual here in this sanctuary. Lord, you know any and everything that we wrote down on the papers that we're committing unto you today. We're giving you all these things, Father God, every work that we have conjured up in our mind and even in our thoughts, Lord, because we want to do right. We want to act right. We want to treat one another right, Lord. We want to love right, God. We want to speak right, God. We want to do any and everything that's right in your sight, not in our own sight, because you say the ways of man may seem clean unto him, Father God, and our righteousness is as filthy rags. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in the sanctuary. Lord, you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we also not worry or be troubled. But God, it's some things that's going on in our lives, in our hearts, and even in our minds, the things that we have experienced, these challenges, all this stuff, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's caused us to be in between and in between. We don't know what to do. We don't even know how to act, God. So we're coming to you right now, Father God, and we're releasing all these things unto you because we don't want to be hindered, and neither do we want to be left behind. Lord, we want these things to be resolved in you, Lord, and we cannot figure it out, Lord, because it's not working out for us. We want to do the right thing, Father God. We want to act the right kind of way, Father God, but it seems like it don't work out for us because we are provoked, Lord, or something is said or something is done, Lord. So we're giving it up to you today, God. We're opening up our hearts that you may be able to enter in. But first, God, we got to declutter some things. We got to remove any unforgiveness. We got to remove any and everything that's causing us to be blocked, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for simply being free, even within our own selves. So I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us individually, Lord, because we cannot do it on our own. We do not even know what way to go, God. We come into you and we shaking off all this stuff, Lord. We come into you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we releasing all these things, God. We come into you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and be over my little lobo sea, I get a lobo sea. We emptying ourselves out. We ask for you to take it away, God. We want you to take away any and everything that causes us to be in a place of despair. We want you to take away any and everything that causes us to be in a place of being brokenhearted. We want you to take away any and everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be hateful. We ask for you to take away any and everything that's causing us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be bitter. We ask for you to take away any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be unforgiving. We ask for you to take away any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be vengeful. We ask for you to take away any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to want to get some get back. We ask for you to take away any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to point our finger way ahead. We ask for you to take away any and everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be so opinionistic, even about our own selves. We ask for you to take it away, God. We ask for you to take away all this stuff, God. Because if you don't take it away, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we don't even know where it's going to go. But what we do know is that we don't want it to dwell down in the inside of us. We ask for you to make us righteous. We ask for you to make us holy. We ask for you to make us complete. Remove away that Remove that emptiness, Father God. Remove that emptiness out of our hearts and out of our minds. Remove that emptiness, Father God, that we may think, Father God, that we abandoned or rejected. Remove any and everything, Father God, that causes us to be resentful and contented towards one another. Help us on today, God. Help us right now, Father God, and remove that sadistic spirit. Remove that antagonistic spirit. Remove that narcissist spirit. Remove any and every spirit, Father God, that causes us to be in a place of derange. We ask for you to take it all away on today, God, because we need your help. But these experiences that we didn't have, Father God, it causes us to get into a place of thinking and believing that things ain't gonna change. But we know that you are a game changer. We know that you are a game changer. So change the game for us, God. Move it out the way, Lord. Change the game for us on today, God. Give us that completeness and wholeness. Give it to us on today, God. Throw your weight around concerning us, Lord, that we ain't got to worry about that evil doing. Throw your weight around for us, God, that we ain't got to worry about our financial situation. Lord, because you said that the earth is yours, and the fullness thereof, and everything that dwells in it. Throw your weight around, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even when the enemy try to bring these devices, God, that you would expose the devices, God, that we may be able to see them. Lord, you said that you would not allow anything to come upon us unaware. Oh, God, so settle your people. Settle us today, God, that we would be completely whole in you. Settle us today, God, that our thoughts would be stabilized. Settle us today, God, that our mind would be regulated by you, God. Oh, God. I'm asking you to do it, Father God. You know what each and every last one of us need. You know what each and every last one of us need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know us individually. You know us name by name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know what we need and what we don't need. In any and everything, Father God, that's causing us to have a discrepancy in our mind or even in our thoughts, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move it out the way. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will settle it. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up our understanding, that we will not even lean to our own understanding. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called that in your own son. Oh God, that you would give us the hope. Restore the hope, Lord. Restore the hope, God. Restore the hope, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That your people will not be in a place of hopelessness. Restore right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will not be in a place of thinking and believing, Father God, that you forgot about them. Lord, you said in your word that we also trust you. So as we put these things down on the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're going to depend on you. We're going to trust you. And we're going to watch you do what you do best. And let's simply see about us, Lord, because you ain't forgot about us. You thought about us, Father God, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, even before we came into existence. So we know that you are mindful now. Let your people remember, Father God, that you got good thoughts towards us, Lord. That we will come to an expected end, a future of success. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to embrace your word, God. Let your word become life in their lives, Father God, that they will live the life of abundance that you have already declared and that you have already decreed. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you delight in doing so because you said it. I know that you want to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, complete the work that you've begun in your people. Complete the work, God, as your word went forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your people consider and reconsider and then consider again, God, that they may be more mindful of the things that they say, the way that they think, the way that they act, even in allowing a man, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to go into a place of anger or being deranged. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can, and I know that you will, and I know that you delight in doing so. Please, Lord, I'm asking you to do it for your people. Please, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated, but I want to anoint everybody's feet in here, okay? I'm going to start anointing you guys' feet. Everybody in sanctuary, even the children, I want y'all to take y'all shots off the shooting post so I can let your feet, please.
I wanna be like you. Ooh, ooh, more like you. God, I want to be more.
That's it.
crazy when we went to film.
She wanted me to care, but she
didn't. The Potter. Being at the actual place. And seeing the guy take this piece of dirt.
You took us to the
house. And he said to me, he said, Tyler,
everybody take this. I got everybody.
It's just dirt. Just like me and you, it's just dirt. It only becomes something when it's in the right hands. I'm getting ready to run. He puts this dirt, this lump of clay. It doesn't look like anything. It doesn't look like it's worth anything. And he takes this pound of dirt and he throws it forcefully on this table. And I'm watching him. He said, okay, you do what I do. And I put the clay on there. So he said, no. He said, you have to throw it and press it on there. He said, because it has to stick, and you can't just passively just throw it on there. He said, you got to push it. He said, you can't hurt it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be what you want it to be. Just throw it on there and press it. And we begin to form this clay. We begin to form it. He said, put your hands around it. And he said, do you feel that? I said, what? He said, you'll know when it's ready. He said, when it becomes smooth, I said, but it's getting smooth. He said, but I know it's not ready yet. He said, you will know when it's really ready, when it stops fighting you. He said, as long as you feel resistance, you can't form. As long as you feel resistance, you can't form it. But the moment it agrees with you.
Yeah.
will help all of us be more mindful of our works, which is our mind, the things that we're conjuring up in our mind, which alter our ways towards one another. I pray to God it was something that you would be more mindful about. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offerings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, every prayer that we put on this altar, oh God, I'm asking you to consider them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you know what any and everybody need. Oh God, I'm lifting up your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it in the Lord, God. And I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will consider these prayers. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of getting discouraged because things been in a certain situation, or we've been in a certain situation for so long. I encourage you on today. I read the scripture. Trust in the Lord and wait on him patiently. Wait on him patiently. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.